Today, the Bush administration unveiled a new strategy to fight the drug trade in Afghanistan. It's basically a carrot-and-stick approach. The U.S. will beef up eradication efforts, mainly in southern Afghanistan, where poppy cultivation is on the rise. The carrot? The State Department's top anti-drug official says there will be incentives for regional governors who crack down on the drug trade. Here's the State Department's Thomas Schweik.
So that if a village says, okay, we're going poppy free, the next year, immediately, they will see a result. If they wanted a school, a road, something like that, they will see that going into place immediately as a result of their activity.
Schweik says U.S. government agencies came together to work out the plan after seeing some statistics earlier in the year. They say the poppy cultivation in Afghanistan is rising, mainly in the south.
In another front of the war on drugs, the U.S. is putting together a massive aid package to help Mexico go after powerful drug cartels. Mexico's new president has been extraditing a record number of suspected drug dealers to the U.S. He's also sent troops and police to battle the cartels. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, he's struggling to deal with the surge in drug-related violence.
As Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Texas Democrat, looks south of the border, he sees a partner in Mexican President Felipe Calderon, a partner worth helping.
I live on the border, and I'm very familiar with what's been happening across the river, the border violence, you know, the ruthlessness of the drug cartels. We finally have a president, President Calderon, that's willing to take some brave, bold steps that I think it's only incumbent upon us for our own interests that we have Mexico succeed in the fight against the drug cartels.
Members of Congress say they expect the Bush administration to propose an aid package in the hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps even a billion, to boost Calderon's capacity to take on the cartels. Another Texas Democrat, Sylvester Reyes, says there's a window of opportunity now to help.
To address the issue of not just drug smuggling and illegal immigration, but also the violence that's perpetrated by these criminal gangs up and down our 2,000-mile border with Mexico. And then if you want to keep it in perspective, just if it is, let's use the high number of $1 billion, that's 15 days' worth of combat operations in Iraq right now.
U.S. officials won't give details of what's on offer. The director of the National Drug Control Policy, John Walters, said today that talks are ongoing.
We have been working closely with the Mexican government, and President Calderon has obviously built on that. His extradition of key people earlier this year was a watershed. We've learned to respect sovereignty and work together as never before.
There's a reason U.S. officials use words like partnership and respect for sovereignty. According to an expert on Mexico at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Armand Pichard Sverdrup says Mexicans don't want to see anything similar to the 7-year, $5 billion Plan Colombia, where U.S. personnel are actively part of the drug war. That could hurt President Calderon's political standing at home. Pichard Sverdrup says there's another reason why negotiations are so hush-hush.
They don't want to tip their hand in terms of giving the cartels an advanced notice of what it is that the Mexican government is going to be acquiring in terms of technologies and in terms of support and technical assistance. Because at the end of the day, it would be like giving the opposing team your game book, your playbook, before the game even started.
But it's clear already, he says, that the U.S. wants to help provide Mexico with better radar coverage, because only a fraction of Mexican airspace is covered now.
Which means that the drug traffickers can fly in and out literally undetected.
Congressman Reyes says the U.S. is also likely to help train law enforcement officials, help with surveillance equipment and weapons.
Mexico is in dire need of equipment because the drug cartels oftentimes have better weapons and equipment than the Mexican law enforcement agencies and the Mexican military. So there's going to be a wide area where we can assist the Mexican government here.
Both he and Congressman Cuellar are big supporters of an aid package, but Cuellar says the Bush administration needs to move quickly if it wants Capitol Hill to foot the bill.
My advice to the White House is as soon as you can, engage other members, the Senate, the House, you know, the leaders, because eventually the House and the Senate has to say yes to this proposal.
He expects the aid package could be announced soon and will be a big agenda item when President Bush meets President Calderon and their Canadian counterpart in Quebec later this month. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.